Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hello, friends. Right away, you're noticing the energy is not the same of our pal Eric Zane. Now, I got to keep it right here for right now. Things aren't great with your old pal Eric Zane's voice. If I keep it right here, I will be able to explain to you what's happening. And then I'm going to end the podcast. We're not going to spend a lot of time here today. So, you have a combination of Eric at 11 p.m. getting into the gas on the old car that is my throat. Don't ask me why I'm using this metaphor. In front of several hundred, dare I say a thousand or so, college students, all drunk, screaming at me to welcome in them to the 2022-2023 college basketball season for Aquinas College in East Grand Rapids, Michigan. I was invited there to fire them up. Have some fun, and boy, did I. Okay, now I get there, and these kids are lining up. They've been drinking all day. And they then are going to wind up going into the gymnasium. And I'm there for an hour watching them line up, just being quiet. And I'm realizing that, oh, this is late. This is so late for your old pal Eric Zane. And then, when the clock strikes 11, it's time to get after it. And I proceeded to hoot, holler, yell, and have more fun than I've had in a long, long time. And I always have fun. I have fun every damn day. To be like me and have as much fun as I have, and then turn around and have more fun than I'm used to having, is saying something. The question from our pal Kenny. Did all of this start with your voice yesterday on the Patreon? Probably. Probably from yelling at you. Because you're stupid. No, you're not stupid. Anyway. So it's not that I want to get loud and be high energy right now, but I just cannot. I have to be very, very careful because I have to do PA tonight and tomorrow in front of 10,000 plus people on each of those days and an auction tomorrow. Okay, so what I'm going to do here is basically not do anything. So what we're doing is I'm basically taking the time to tell you that I'm going to cut this short in a few minutes. And then I'm wiping my schedule clean. I had planned about 4.5 hours of podcasting today. And I was even going to record the first ever edition of the Ben and Eric Radio Review, which that title may change, but what that is Ben and I reviewing my old air checks from Z93 or whatever radio station I was on. By the way, if you can come up with a better name for that, please don't be shy about it. Send it my way. Okay, first of all, let's do this because I'm not going to spend much time. This is all going to be very abbreviated and short. Obviously, I sound like fuck. And after really, really gunning it hard last night, you know, I haven't done PA in months. And to suddenly start with the Saints Smash, as it was known as last night, with just yelling and screaming, I could, oh my God. And I could just feel 10 minutes into it, I was like, I don't know how this is going to work. And so then I started slamming water, which that compounded my problem because I got home last night. And I laid down at like 12:45 a.m. Okay. And then I laid there because I was so fired up till about 3. No lie. And then I kept having to get up and go pee. You know, oh my God, it's just so annoying. I'm going to give my voice a quick breather here. And let's take a trip around the morning radio dial. I have this radio that's here. You really can't see it. It's right here. So, All right. We're starting in the far left of the dial at like 88. And then we're going to work our way to the right. Pretty cool. Probably some public radio station.
That the state's Senator Michael Bennett has been pushing for. And
the
Bennett
news.
Is on the ballot in November, and he's facing a tough...
Lane. Want others today to see you in us. And
no, it's just
truth of the matter is, you know, we're just, in this world, but we're not of it.
Okay,
and sometimes that's not real obvious. We just kind of look like
Christian.
We're of it, you know, in the way that we make our choices. Or
Christians brought a lot of people that have wondered and worried about that. And you know, sex is a unique issue because God created us with a number of desires.
Oh, this
you know,
is
we
more
we have physical
religious.
Desires for food.
Aha. Sounds uplifting. We're very religious here on the west side of Michigan. And now we're getting into the commercial station.
Pair of tickets. Let's give away 2 pair right now for callers 10 and 11. That'll make your Friday kickoff on the right foot, despite the fact that we can't play Friday songs anymore.
What?
If you want to go see Carrie Underwood for free on Tuesday, be caller 10 or 11 right now, and we will give you a free pair. 612-242-9393. Good luck with B93.
There you go. B93, iHeart Radio Station. That is. I think that's it's different here. We're the Q.
I can give you breakdowns for a whole.
No, that I think that's 95.7. Isn't that the guy who performed at the Super Bowl? The Weeknd, that's it. I like that guy. He was in the film Uncut Gem. You guys, that's a great movie, by the way. Adam Sandler.
Hey, my friend, thanks again. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks, guys, for having me.
There he goes, Jimmy Howard. We'll be right back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Jimmy Howard on X's and Bros.
Are you ready to hit...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the Not Tony Gates Morning Show on 97 LAV. Oh, you know what we're getting close to.
Funniest scene to ever be created on Earth, my opinion.
He was playing himself, and he went in and told these agents, yep, got actors work, that he wanted them to find him comedic work, and they did not believe he could be funny.
Correct.
Right, so they did an improv scene.
Stephen Merchant and Ricky Gervais are sitting there, and yeah, he wants to get into comedy. I think he was
there. Young altar servers have a St. Joseph's altar.
And I was there Catholic last
March
talk.
19th. We had a gathering of friends.
Oh, yes. Right now, this is my favorite of all that we've...
Are you ready for these cooler temperatures? I thought so. Well, it's not too late, actually. They're still on sale. Hi there, I'm Brooke from MyPillow, and I can't wait to get mine out.
My
They're
pillow.
So cozy.
Oh, yes. Are you kidding me? Oh my God, are you kidding me? This is 101.3.
And this is where his story will become something a lot more.
What the fuck?
3.3 KFR.
KFR, that's a Kalamazoo station.
Many Spanish-speaking people are here, so that's the place where
Hello. I have to go.
Haring says there was so much opportunity in L.A. back then, just not in Spanish broadcasting. He says at the time, the city's lone Spanish radio station did not have any open positions. But more than that, the people at the radio station didn't like the way Haring spoke Spanish. They felt that his Ecuadorian accent would sound
ya
strange
no
to Southern California's Mexican
Vete population. La chingada, cabrón.
Now, Vete la chingada, cabrón.
It was a
Vete la chingada, cabrón.
40
ow,
years
ow,
later,
ow, 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 ow.
I was starting
I
my
do
career
that.
In L.A. doing traffic.
Shannon.
Baby Bash Sugar.
Spike.
Baby Bash and Frankie J. Sugar.
Correct answer.
This is Mocus. I think Mojo's playing Name That too. Yeah, they're on 104.5.
And trying to like get her.
I don't know. I'm more mad that she hated on Whitney Houston.
Gray
That's
and
all.
Green
makes me mad.
In the morning.
And I'm like, grow up, Kim. How dare you hate
How
on Whitney?
How dare you?
How dare you?
The Gray and Green Show. 616-451-0105. 105.3 Hot FM. 13 on your side. Traffic.
Good morning. Crash still in the...
I like to go do the corn mazes and the bounce houses and the pet animals and all that. I got the fun farm with this as well. But you got to give us the top answer to today's Battle of the Sexes question, all right?
Uh-huh.
And this one is going to be asked of gentlemen. And I hope that you occasionally do laundry, guys, because that will be helpful for you. 100 guys were asked to name something kept near the washing machine. Don't overthink this. That's my massive hint for you today. Don't overthink this one. 100 guys asked, name something kept near the washing machine. There's a guy out there right now going, man, I wish I would do laundry at least once ever, but haven't yet. So let's make this happen for you right now. Caller number 7 gets the first shot at it. After that, I take the first right answer and get you hooked up with these Apple Valley Fun Farm tickets and get you to Abandoned Acres as well. 616-458-1057. That's 458-1057. Name something kept near the washing machine. Good luck.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. Sick of sight without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me.
Come on.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how.
Everybody's
you
calling this station. I could never get calls like this when I was back on the air.
Sorry, was we not a story? This time I'm
too bad.
Two puts into our constitution is that no one ever has to show a photo ID to vote.
Wood
ever. This should not be taken lightly. Our democracy and the integrity of our elections are in grave danger. Why we need to vote no on Proposal 2. Proposal 2 doesn't do anything to create a requirement to show an ID to vote. It does just the opposite by outlawing voter ID and allowing anyone to simply sign a statement instead. Don't let them trick you. Don't let them block voter ID.
All right.
No. Vote no on Proposal 2. Protect MI Voter ID is responsible for the contents of this advertisement. Paid for with regulated funds by Protect.
Cleaner environment.
That is it. Just for grins.
40 days.
Yeah, I lost 30 pounds over 40 days. Now, when you think
Steve
to yourself,
is, doing
I
a commercial.
Some weight, you think, ready better. Well, what you consider better and what ideal you consider is better, they're two different things. They know what they're talking about. Like me, I had no idea what I was talking about. I just thought, okay, cut out some carbs and supposedly you lose a bunch of weight. Well, there's actual science behind it, and they know that science. They're going to be able to determine what foods work well with your body, what foods do not work well with your body, what combinations of foods work well better. They know all of this stuff, and they will pass that knowledge on to you.
I don't know why everybody gives Steve a hard time about his voice.
So sign up for Ideal You today.
I think he's got a good voice.
You can win a trip to Las Vegas to ring in the new year, so you could be down 20, 30, 40 pounds by New Year's Eve. You could make good on that 2022 resolution that you made so many months ago. You can go into the new year already down that 40 pounds that you wanted to lose. You could set a
Trip around the radio brought to you by my voice. So I did want to do something today. So I figured I would spend a little bit of time explaining to you why I can't do a show and why my energy is so damn low. The only thing that can keep this from getting off the rails is rest. So when I'm doing the PA work today, I cannot risk it just falling off the face of the earth and me dying, okay? By the way, look at O'Neill's little paws twitching there because he's having a dream. Okay, that's adorable. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, that is it for this show.
Como es chingo de cagada.
I'm going to take a break, take it easy, and then that'll do it. So I appreciate you. Just wanted to spend a little time explaining what was up. Have a good one. Love you too. Goodbye.